You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 80, Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're going to try and make some sense of Iggy Pop's 1977 ode to excess, Lust for Life, and figure out this whole business of hypnotizing chickens. We'll listen to the song and delve into its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop was born James Newell Osterberg on April 21, 1947, in Muskegon, Michigan. In the early 60s, Osterberg was influenced by rock and roll and the mechanical sounds in everyday life, and he formed a band called the Iguanas, for which he was the drummer. Additionally, for a while in the mid-60s, inspired by the Rolling Stones, he formed a blues band called the Prime Movers, but his real love was rock and roll. In 1967, he reunited with an old high school friend, Ron Ashton, and the two formed a band called the Psychedelic Stooges, with Ron on guitar, Ron's brother Scott on drums, Dave Alexander on bass, and Osterberg moving out from behind the drum kit to take the frontman and lead singer role. Starting out, the band experimented with those very same mechanical sounds that inspired Osterberg as a youth, sometimes using oil barrels, vacuums, and other objects as part of their music. As their fan base increased, the size of their band name decreased, getting shortened down to The Stooges. And it was at this time that Osterberg changed his stage name to Iggy Pop, taking his first name from the Iguanas, and his last name from a former schoolmate named Jim Pop, who used to cut class and sniff glue as part of the same gang that included a couple other members of the band. As incredible as the music, Pop's onstage performance was equally, if not more, memorable. His antics on stage were aggressive, even going into the crowd to confront audience members. Little did he know that he was planting the seeds for what would become punk rock. They were signed to Elektra in 1968 and released their self-titled debut in 1969, as well as a follow-up in 1970. But Elektra dropped the band in 1971 after a lack of interest and the band's drug use, including Pop's growing addiction to heroin. The Stooges broke up shortly afterwards, but Iggy was persuaded to restart his career by a fan of the band, David Bowie. A reunion of the Stooges soon followed, but even with Bowie at the producer's helm, the album failed to garner much interest, and the band, again deeply mired in drug addiction, broke up. Pop checked into rehab and was visited again by Bowie, who this time convinced Pop to join him on tour. The two became good friends, and after the tour shared an apartment in Berlin, writing songs that would fill Pop's first two solo albums. The title track from the second of these two albums became an anthem of sorts for Iggy's career and the joys and perils of the excess that nearly ruined him. That track was Lust for Life. The song is a tribute to the hedonistic lifestyle and was inspired by the William S. Burroughs novels The Ticket That Exploded and The Soft Machine. In the novel, Johnny Yen is a Venusian errand boy, the sex machine who also supplied the liquor and drugs. The bass line of the song came to Bowie while watching late-night TV and the Armed Forces station. Bowie heard it, grabbed a nearby ukulele, and recorded it for use in the song.
I'm worth a million in prizes. I wear my torture film, drive a GTO, I wear a uniform, I line a government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes.
sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With liquor and drugs. With liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I had it in my ear before.
The term "had it in the ear before" is a Midwestern phrase for being swindled. And the hypnotizing chickens? It's another line from the Burroughs novel comparing love to the act of hypnotizing chickens. According to sources, it's relatively easy to hypnotize a chicken. You simply hold its head to the ground and repeatedly draw a line in the ground from the beak straight out. You can also draw imaginary circles around the chicken's head. These techniques will immobilize the chicken on average from a few seconds to several minutes. The song made a huge comeback in 1996 when it was used as part of the soundtrack to the film Trainspotting. Most recently, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line has been using the track in their television advertising. You'll notice that they primarily use the song as an instrumental, with only the occasional line from the chorus. I don't think it would be good for the reputation to include the lines about liquor and drugs, not to mention the flesh machines. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.